let's face it, buying a house is a huge expense. And especially if you're a new homeowner, you might find yourself wasting money on these things if you're not careful. Too much house. I posted this in a video before that buying too big a house is one of the things that a lot of homeowners do that's probably wasting their money. You don't necessarily need to buy the biggest house right now because there's a couple things that are going to waste money in that instance. First, you're going to have space that you're probably not using. Second, you're probably paying more in utilities and taxes, which is taking more out of your pocket each month. Too much money outside. Once you have your new house, you're probably ready to have all your friends over and show it off. But there's a couple things you don't want to do on the outside of your home. First off, don't spend too much money fixing up an outdoor space because you're only going to use it a few times during the year. So make something simple that works right now. Also, don't spend too much money on yard maintenance. If you really want to have a great looking yard, there's certain things that you can do that are really simple that you don't need to hire out. So make sure you're not spending money in those places until you know exactly what you need. Extended warranties. If you're buying a house and you have to get brand new appliances, do not waste money on extended warranties. The likelihood that you're ever going to use it is pretty low. Manufacturers are actually hoping for that because that's really where they make the most profit. Insurance. If you've already been renting for a number of years and you stick with the same company that had your renter's insurance, chances are you're spending too much money. It's always a good idea to make sure you're shopping around to find people who are giving you the best coverage at the best price. Stuff to fill space. If you're in your first home and you have a lot more space than you're used to, don't buy stuff just to fill it up. Chances are you're going to spend money on stuff that you're not going to want or need down the road. So really wait a while, figure out what is really important in your new home, and then purchase it. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/theAaronAdvantage or on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.